Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Seif Aleph, Beis Gimel, and Dalet. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, the Gboya Bracha, B'mokom Suda, to make sure you say the Bracha where you ate, V'ad Kama Yochel Avarach, and how long you have to say the Bracha, U'mish Yashachach V'lo Berach, and what do you do if you forgot to say the Bracha to bench? Seif Aleph. Misha achal b'malkam echad. If a person ate in one place, tzarech levarech kodem shiakar mimekomo, he should make sure to say the bracha achrona before he leaves that place. Hago ayin le'el simekuf ayinches. Look back at simekuf ayinches. We talk about shinu malkam. The im yotza mimekomo v'lo berach. If he did leave and he did not say a bracha achrona before he left, imhaya b'mezid. If this was intentional, he was aware. He has to go back to where he ate the bench. But if he benched where he remembered, he will be yotze, even though he didn't go back. The Moses says, this is only according to the Rambam. But according to the Rosh who holds, that even if he left his location by accident, he has to go back to bench. Then b'mezid af b'diyevid lo yotza. Then b'mezid, even b'diyevid is not yotza, if he doesn't go back. V'mhoye b'shoigeg, the mechaber continues, if he left the location by accident, l'harambam, yivarach malkam sheniskar, according to the Rambam, you don't have to go back, just bench where you remember. The going back is if it's b'mezid. V'l'harav ha'beinu yoyin, if ha'rosh, gam hu yachsam akam v'yivarach. But according to Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Rosh, even by shoigeg, he has to go back to his location where he ate and bench there. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkar and Aleph. If a person eats in one place, he should bench before he leaves that place. Kodem shiakor. Umipina lepina, from one corner to another. Afilu habayis gadol, even in a large room. Mutter, that's not a problem. Vafilu kashen roim mekoyim harishon, even if from one end of the room to the other, he can't see where he began to eat. Gon achoy haparvan, it kills himself like behind a wooden mechitza or the like. It doesn't make a difference. You're in the same room. But let's say there's some reason why he cannot bench in the room where he ate. Then the din is, it's permitted for him to bench in an adjacent room as long as he can see the original place from the new room. If he had in mind when he said Hamotzi that he's going to bench in a different room in the same building, after the Eishno Halkel B'Shas Lechak, perhaps will be lenient in case of need. Kagan, for instance, Shemakom Shalachal in Enoki Levarsham, the place where he ate originally is no longer clean. Afilo Einu Roy Makom Yishon, even though in the second place he cannot see the original place, it doesn't make a difference. Sifkan Beis, Mikmi Kalamoy, he should make the Bracha Achrona before he leaves his place. Anywhere within 4 amos of the original place is the same place. And he can move from there even for the slightest reason. So the Mechaber says, if he left his location, he should go back. Even if he already went several mil away from the first location, unless he's so far away, that for him to get back, the food that he ate would be sufficiently digested, and he loses his bracha entirely. In that case, don't even go back, just make the bracha achrona where you remembered. So if it's been made that he's supposed to go back, assuming he'll be able to bench when he gets back, if he didn't go back, the Mechaber says Yotza. Sifka and Dal Mishnah Berurah Yotza. Hayno afilu hoye meizit b'kirasa. Even though he left meizit, he knows that he's supposed to bench before he leaves, and he left anyway. V'gam heizit ad the b'bracha. Now he's meizit benching in the new location. Dino sheyoda hadin. He knows halacha. Shetzarach l'asa mekaymo. He's supposed to go back. V'nezatzel b'zeh. He's lazy about it. Afilu hoche yotza b'diavad. The din is he will be yotza b'diavad. So the Mechaber brings Shitas Rambam that if someone left b'meizid and he's supposed to go back and he doesn't go back, he will be yotza. The Rambam says this is only according to the Rambam. Sifkon hey Mishnah Berurah das Rambam. This is the view of the Rambam. But it's something to say. The Svirle, the Rambam holds b'samach, right, the Mechaber brings right away, That if you left the original place b'shoigeg, without realizing you're supposed to bench where you eat, then even lechatchila he could bench in the new place. So if that's how you hold by shoigeg, so when it comes to b'mezid, it's enough if the chum is lechatchila go back. So if lasam akoma go back to where you ate, and b'diavad you'll be yesim. Avodas harosh, but according to the rosh, the af b'shoigeg tzarech lechatchila lachzor lemekaymo. That even by a shoigeg, if you left inadvertently, the din is you have to go back to the bench where you ate. Then mistavad the b'mezid mechmir into faith. Then the logic is, if it's amazed, we're going to be more strict. Daf b'diavad liyotze, he won't be yotze even b'diavad. Olin halacha, halacha l'maisa, hiskima achorim d'achorim agree, then tzarech lachso l'varech, he does not have to go back to the bench. Afilu ha yamezid b'halicha b'bracha, even though he was amazed when he left and when he benched. Kanal b'siv kandal, g'sen siv kandal. So basically we're following the view of the Rambam. L'halacha l'maisa, we're going to follow the Rambam. You're supposed to go back if you left b'mezid. If you b'shoigeg, you don't have to go back. And if you didn't go back, even by mezid, you are going to be yitzel. Mishtabur siv kandal, yivarach mokash niskar. If he's a shoigeg, the Rambam holds this bench wherever you remember. Now, even according to this view, that by shoigeg, he's not required to go back. Im chazar, if he did go back, ha'izem meshubach, that is praiseworthy. Eldeinim echuy b'dav, you're not obligated. So really, he should go back. Im b'shoigeg, he should go back. The whole concept of bracha achrona b'mekoma is bench where you wait. So certainly, im b'shoigeg, he should go back. But l'maisa, we don't force him to go back. By mezid, he should go back. And if he doesn't, he's also b'dievet. According to Rabbi Yonah de Rosh, even by shoigeg, you have to go back to where you ate to bench. That is proper lemaisa, practically speaking, to go back by shoigeg. Unless it's a shastachak. Then you can rely on the first view of the Rambam not to go back. So, b'di'eved, in the worst case scenario, when you're b'mezid and you don't go back, we are going to say yoyis like the Rambam. But l'chadchila, certainly you go back b'mezid. Even by shoigeg, the Rambam says harizim meshubach to go back, and the Rosh holds you have to go back. And the person you should go back. We should go back in the case of a shoigeg.
But if it's b'shoigeg, we say the guy didn't know that he had to go back.
And then someone tells him later on, hey, you're in a bench. Go back to where you wait. So now he finds out. So if base. When do we say you have to go back to where you ate in order to bench? If there's no other bread. If he has more bread, then there's a simple solution. Eat a little bread in the new location and bench there. As long as you're not hungry from your first eating, when you come around to the second serving of bread at the new location. So if the meal is continuing and I'm having bread in the second location, so I'm benching where I ate. I ate in the second location too. I ate in two places. So bench in where you ate, meaning the second place. Mishtabura Sifkan Ches, Yoichal Bamokam Hasheni. If he has bread, he should eat in the new place. Vafilu Bemezid Mahani Haitakona. Even if he left intentionally, this way to correct what he did is works. Sheyoichal kan passed of a mu'ot. He'll eat a little bread in the new spot. Ve'insorach levorach techila birchas hamotzi. He doesn't have to make a new hamotzi. For a birchas hamotzi, machshekvar ochal, he's not going to bench first on what he ate already. He'll continue his meal with this bread. Va'achar achilas pascha bekana. And once he finished eating the bread here in the new location, he'll bench. And that will help for the food he ate in the first location as well. Even if he eats less than a kazais in the new location, it still combines with that which he ate in the first location. But he has to eat bread in the second location. Al paperis for kistin, but other types of appetizers or cakes, pastries, But Sadi, Pima Godim is inclined to say, Davila Kazayas Lomahani. Even if he had a Kazayas of them, it won't help. So this is what we said, if a person goes for Shara Brochus, he's eating in one house Friday night, then goes to another house for Shara Brochus, dessert, he should have Chal in the second house, and then the dessert. But just go for dessert, that's not a second location of eating. You have to have bread. But the Mishnah Berurah is a Chiddush. He says, even if you eat less than Kazayas, that's good enough. Now the Shaar Tzion says two words. Afila pachas mikazayis, roiv achronim. Most achronim. He says, most achronim say you don't need a kazayis. There's clearly an argument to say you need a kazayis. There's no obligation to bench unless you eat a kazayis. So if you eat a kazayis in the first place, and a kazayis in the second place, so I could bench where I want. If I eat a kazayis in the first and less than kazayis in the second, why is that enough to bench? So he has to say, it's all mitzvah. It happens to be, if you look in Kisuv Shulchan Aruch, he says you have to eat a kazayis. Kisuv Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Mem Beis, and this halacha says it's got to be a kazayis. It's not enough less than kazayis. And I think other posts can bring it too. The Mishnah Berurah, he went with less than kazayis. If someone asked me, I would tell him, go for the kazayis. There's no even notation here. But the Kisuv Shulchan Aruch says straight out, there's got to be a kazayis. Mishnah Berurah sifka on yud, rak shelo yehi ro'ev, provided that he's not hungry. De'im ho'ro'ev, if he's hungry already, by the time he got to the second location to eat more, lo mahani ma'ashe yochalat, it won't help to eat now. T'vay hifsit ha'berch zamos and shachivish, he already lost the benching of the first location. But shakas p'sifhei, we will learn that in sifhei. V'atu chiv chash, now it's a brand new obligation. V'tzerach levorach gamech zamos, it's make hamotzi. And of course, left to eat a kazayis, because it doesn't need a kazayis. It's not, you can't connect to the past. The past is gone. Too long. It's expired. Se'iv Gimel. Yesh Oim. Some say, Shekol Shivas Haminim Tu'unim Baruch HaLachrayim B'mekomon, that all of the seven species require Baruch HaChrono where you ate. Ve'yesh Oim. Some say, the Chamish Me'edog and Dafka, it's only the five types of grain. And the Ramah says, Ayin Le'a Simek Kufayin Ches, Sifhei, look back and Simek Kufayin Ches, Sifhei. It happens to be that there were shitas that said that it's only bread. We said three shitas. Three shitas. One says only bread, one says chamish min dagan, and one says all zayminim. Mishnah Berurah sifka on yir'af, bimekoman, you have to make a bracha achroina where you ate, v'im yatsim mekof, you left this place, havidina k'mashe kasef sif'alf beis, exact same as sif'alf beis, go back to where you were to make the bracha achroina, unless you have more of the food and eat it in a second location. Sifkan Yubez Ba'ayin Le'el Sim Kufayin Ches Sifhei, look back at Sim Kufayin Ches, Shom Hevi Arav, Oid Shita Shlishis. Over there, we brought a third view. The Dafka Pas, that's only bread and not anything else. Linyan Dina Halacha, Kasav Shom Hargo, the Vilna Gaon wrote in Kufayin Ches, the Iker Kedeya Hashnia, the main view is the second view, the Chameshis Mine Dogen Chashivik Kapasin Zed, that we treat the five grains the same as bread, but not the fruits, not olives, and not grapes, and so on. V'ayimashu kasav l'shom, Mishnah Berurah, look, we wrote over there in the Mishnah Berurah. It says that l'chad chila, one should be machmir by all the zayin minim. But l'chor b'diav, we're not going to be machmir, we'll treat like other pears. Se'if dalet. Ochal, v'eni yodeya in b'erech b'chaz ha'mazir v'lav. He ate. He knows he ate. Can't remember that he bench. She doesn't remember. So there's people around, he asked, did you see me bench? Did you see me bench? They don't remember. Tzarech levarach misafik. The din is, he has to bench if he's in doubt. B'nei shehi min ha-terek, because it's a mitzvah d'araisa. You knew you ate. You knew you had a chiyuv. You're not sure if you dispensed your chiyuv. In such a case, you'll have to bench. Mishnah Berurah, sifka on yugimot. Tzarech levarach v'chulu. So you'll have to bench. Hayinu kol b'chaz ha-mazon, the entire b'chaz ha-mazon. Af bracha revias, even the fourth bracha. She'ene el medabon, even though the fourth bracha is drabonon. You don't want to make a bizillion of the fourth bracha to leave it out. Because the Chayyim is asking a good question. If misafik I have to bench, that's because safik d'iraisa l'choma, the first three brachas are d'iraisa. Hatoiva made it was a takana from Yavna. So why am I saying that bracha again? It says Mishnah Berurah, no. Once you're saying the first three brachas, say that one too, not the mezalza. Achrin. In the Tshuvas Or LeZion, he brings us a machlokas whether or not you make the fourth bracha. You say the first three brachas again, but not the fourth bracha, because you yotze b'diraisa with the three brachas, the fourth brachas to rabbanon, and some of the brachas are kula. Why make another brach? You don't have to make. And lahalacha lemaisa, I believe he quotes the Ben Ish Chai, who says you do not repeat the hatov meitev. And he says, not like the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Mishnah Berurah I know says, you have to say the fourth bracha, mezalzel. And it's wrong. You should not say the fourth bracha. Only the first three, and not the fourth. Again, he's bringing Ben Ish Chai, person like that. But that's that mahalach, that disagreeing with the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah, that you would not, misafik, say the bracha of Tov Meitev. Mishnah Berurah, sefkon yudal, misafik. So he has to bench misafik. And he could even be moitzi someone else who ate and didn't bench. So these are the notes of Mikveger. He wrote in Shuvos as well. Then Ksav Sofer says it also. That he can, once he has a chiv to bench misafik, he can moitzi someone else also. Sifkan tes rabne shehimenatur, because he has a safik on a diraisa. V'davka kishas sava. So this whole discussion is if he ate to the point that he was satisfied. The low sava, if he didn't eat that much, then the rov haposkim with rabbanim. Then most poskim hold it's only rabbanim anyway. V'chalta v'savata v'rachla. If he ate kadei sevia, he has a mitzvah and a turret to bench. If he didn't eat kadei sevia, then the whole chiyuv is rabbanim. In which case, misafik sava b'chus l'halka. He's not going to bench. U'mikomokam roi li yerushamayim ben estapik v'birchol. Now, what's the yerushamayim going to do if he doesn't know if he benched or not? Even if he ate a kazayis, he's for sure not saveya. He should yidl yadav. He should wash his hands again. Vivarach hamotzi, say hamotzi. Vayachal kazayis, eat a kazayis. Vivarach brach zamaz on a bench. Now he's not going to make a bracha on tiyas adayim because he's eating less than, he's only in a kazayis. He has to make a hamotzi because the zichur has a chadas. He might have benched. He doesn't know if he benched or not. So we say, if he's masiach das, he should say a hamotzi, eat a kazayis, and bench.